We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 602, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 78. You can watch our lesson at Kav.tv, and you can send us your questions there. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 602, item 78.
Yep, read it. We need to move forward to Gadlut.
Item 78. This issue of the division into two halves made the degrees of Nikudim unable to contain more than Bechinat Nefesh Ruach. Meaning vak without gar. This is because each degree is deficient of the three kelim, bina and zon. Hence, the absence of the lights of gar there being neshama chaya yechida. Thus, we have thoroughly explained the ten sefirot de katnut de nikudim, which are the three degrees called keter, abba ve'ima, and zat. Each degree contains only keter chokhma in kelim, and nefesh ruach in lights, since the bina and zon of each degree fell to the degree below it.
Shilot.
Questions.
Otopam.
Again.
Item 78. This issue of the division into two halves made the degrees of Nikudim unable to contain more than Bechinat Nefesh Ruach. Meaning, vak without gar. This is because each degree is deficient of the three kelim, bina and zon. Hence, the absence of lights of gar there, being neshama chaya yechida. Thus, we have thoroughly explained the ten sefirot de katnut de nikudim, which are the three degrees called Keter, Abba ve'ima, and Zat. Each degree contains only Keter, Chochma in Kelim, and Nefesh Ruach in Lights, since the benign zone of each degree fell to the degree below it.
Shilot, shilot.
Questions? Questions?
Ken, Misham.
Yes, who's there?
What does it mean that in the internality of the lower one there is the achap of the upper degree?
It means that the achap of the upper one is in the Gilgal Tanaim of the lower one.
So why is it called his internality then?
Internality means Gilgal Te'enayim, and externality is called a chap. Because in these vessels of Gilgal Te'enayim, you can always receive. These are vessels. These are his vessels of bestowal. And vessels of reception is a chap that the spiritual partsuf never receives for itself, but only in order to bestow upon the others. That's why he uses vessels of reception. And that's why it's called external vessels. Every single partsuf, listen, this could make it a bit clearer. Every single partsuf has two parts. Has a part called Galgalta Enaim and a part called Achap. Galgalta and Enaim. Keter, Chochma, half of Bina, say. Not half, it's a third actually, more accurate. So it's a third and two thirds. Zeranpin.
Zeranpin and Malchut.
and Malchut.
So
Keter Chochma and the upper third part of Bina, the upper third part of Bina, they are clean, pure vessels of bestowal. They're unable to activate themselves whatsoever in receiving, and also in receiving in order to bestow. The obvious, the coarseness is very, very small. This is Shoresh Aleph. Say half of Bet. And here is two thirds of Bet, Gimel and Dalet. So the vessels here below are vessels of reception. And these vessels here above are bestowal. Now, you can ask, what are considered vessels of bestowal? A vessel is a vessel, it's a will to receive, right? Only in these vessels, in the vessels of bestowal, what do they have? They have a will to receive, but the will to receive is so weak that it's not able to receive in order to bestow. So it receives, but to bestow it doesn't have the opportunity. But in such a way that it works with the Masach, it relates himself to the upper one. But not that he adds, works within the will in bestowing upon the upper one. That's why it's called the vessels of bestowal. Because the vessels of bestowal, a kli is a... How does a vessel of bestowal bestow? These two words contradict one another. However, the vessels, the kelim of the Achab, they have a large will to receive. So what can be done with them? You can't do anything with them. There is no force after Tzimtzum Bet. When Bchinat Dalet is added, there is no strength to add in order to receive in order to bestow. That's why they're in Tzimtzum. So, when the points of Sag below Tabur and they mixed with Galgalta and they got from Galgalta an additional desire, then they restricted. Their will to receive in them got an addition. And he could not work in order to bestow. So it restricted. And what was left was the upper part, which is Keter Chochma and Gar of Bina.
Keter Chochma veChetze Bina. Nishar lemala.
So Keter Chochma and half of Bina. Two thirds of Bina is in the place of the world of Bria. Then Netzach, Hod, and Yesod is the world of Yetzira. And Malchut is the world of Asiya. That's how it's divided. That is the Parzuf of the Nekudot of Sag. Now, when he becomes purified, then it comes back to the Rosh, and it goes back to the Shimot of the restricted Bet Aleph. To Nikveinayim. That's how the place of Zivug is determined according to the Rashimo. And Zivug is made in Nikveinayim of Rosh Tisag. And from there, the light spreads below Tabur. And from Tabur until the Parsa, you need to write it here. This is Tabur. And this is Parsa. So it expands. This Parzuf, right? It has Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon. In Keter there is Galgalta Enaim, in Abba of Ima there is Galgalta Enaim, and in Zon there is Galgalta Enaim. That's all there is. Well, in all the Partsuf. Its structure is simple. We've learned this, that there is a matter of
Keter,
that its Achap is in Abba Ve'ima, and Achap of Abba Ve'ima is in Zon. That's it. So Galgalta Einayim of Keter are revealed. Its Achap is in Galgalta Einayim of Zon. And Achap of Zon and Achap, sorry, Achap of Abaveima is in Galgalta Einayim of Zon. That's how it is. That's all we have here. If you want to ask, ask. What's not clear here? I don't know. Oh, and you can add here. You can add that the Achap of Zon are below. You can't. Have you can't not have an Achap, but the Achap of Zon are below, they're in Tzimtzum. The Achapim are in restriction, all of the Achapim are restricted. Only the Galgalta Einayim are revealed, meaning they're active. Yes.
So what does it mean that the Achap of the upper one is inside the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one?
It activates the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one, and it passes on to the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one all of the lights that come from above. That from above comes light, that from above comes light, it's passed on to the Achap of the lower one, through which through the Achap it comes to the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one. From Galgalta and Naim of the lower one, it comes to the Achap below, and there it's passed on to Galgalta and Naim of the lower one. Meaning the Achap of the upper one influences the Galgalta and Naim of the lower one. What's the Achap of this one, what does that influence? It influences the neshamot, the souls. We'll see that in the future.
What kind of a new connection it enabled between the upper one and the lower one?
The Achap that's in the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one, it directs all this Galgalta Einayim to correction. It's in it and it keeps it in light and in actions. In everything.
And why is it the result of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction?
Because the Achap that isn't being used now, it's being restricted, it mustn't be used. So it turns out that part of the Partsuf of the upper one is in the lower one. Who else wanted to ask? Yes.
Why in Galgalta Einayim everything is drawn below the Tabur?
All of this Partsuf, which is called the world of Nikudim. This pratsuf, which is called the world of Nikudim, Katnut.
It
all is below Tabor because the Reshimot that have come. Here I draw this in a similar point. The Reshimot that have come here, they're from below Tabor, and from that same place where the Reshimot, that's where the Pertzuf expands. The Chisaron comes from there. More.
In the world of Nikudim in Katnut, the Achaps are cancelled. Now the mechanism works that Galgalta.
They don't work as vessels of reception, they work as vessels of bestowal. They join Galgalta Enaim, and they keep what Galgalta Enaim forces them to do. Don't say that they don't exist, they're not there. They just can't work in receiving in order to bestow, but bestow in order to bestow they can.
Also the Achaps?
Yes, how do they pass on what they have, what goes through them from the upper one?
That is exactly what I don't understand.
Where does the lower one get its nourishment from the upper one? Through what? Through the Achap of the upper one. So is the Achap of the upper one working? It's working. Is it working with the Masach, with the screen? It's working with the screen. Is it receiving something and bestowing something to the lower one? Yes. So why is it considered that it's annulled, that it has a second restriction upon it? Because he itself, of course, is not working with its desires. But with respect to the lower one, it does all of the required action that he doesn't activate himself. He activates only to pass on to the lower one. To activate what? What the Galgalta name, the vessels of bestowal. Here there is bestowal. In Galgalta Enaim of Keter. You see that here? Okay, moving on to something else. Let's move on to a different page. Okay. So I have the upper one, and I have the lower one. The upper one gets something from above. And it passes it on to the lower one. This is how it's clothed. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clear or not?
Okay.
It's like two cylinders, one inside the other. Okay, Niv, do you understand? What don't you understand?
I don't understand how it works.
I don't know, there is one above the other one. There's a pencil here, and here's my hand. And now the pencil enters part of my hand. So part of it's inside my hand, is that clear? This state is called Katnut. This state is called Gadlut.
And the state of Gadlut, it was before Tzimtzum Bet?
I don't care now, Tzimtzum Bet, before, after. These are two states, which I call a state of Gadlut. This is this state, and when the Achap of the upper one is in Galgalta, the name of the lower one, that it's called Katnut. Okay? That's it. Is that clear?
No.
What can I do? I don't know. What's unclear?
How can it be? How can it be that Achap is connected to Galgalta in the nine? What does it mean that it passes on to it?
It passes on what it needs to pass on. Without having it inside, it can't pass on anything. How do you annul towards your children? Do you annul or not? Well, not in everything, but to an extent. Right? They demand, they cry out, Dad, I want this. What do? You annul your will to receive, and you do something for him. What do you use? You use your vessels of bestowal only, not the vessels of reception. So are your vessels of reception not working? They're working, but in what way? Slightly towards the lower one, that's called katnut. You don't activate yourself. You're activated by the lower one. We'll learn about this process. But the most important thing is the connection, that there is part of the partsuf of the upper one that can go down into the lower one. From that, it can feel the lower one. It can receive from the lower one an awakening, which is called man.
It
can raise this man above, and it receives from below mud.
It
can work. There is a connection between them, and it's a very special connection because the partsuf of the lower one can be small towards the upper one, but the upper one does this service for him. The upper one makes itself small on purpose in order to be in connection with the lower one. If the upper one would not have done this diminishment of its upon itself, then there couldn't be connection between the upper one and the lower one. Because in this regular state, what you have is you have two parts of him, one and two. How can they be connected? What connection do they have? What they have here is this barrier, this stop, this degree. How can one feel the other? They have nothing common, not in their desires, not in their masachim, nothing. How could they connect to one another? Yes.
Both of them are Galgalta and the Nine. Both of them want to bestow.
No, I'm talking about Ten Sefirot. Ten Sefirot here and Ten Sefirot here. How can they be connected in any way?
Still, each of them has a part that wants to bestow, doesn't it?
Let's say, so what?
So why can't they connect directly, Galgalta and the Naim?
How will I connect to the other one? Its desires, its will is completely different than I am. Completely different. It's true that it's connected to, maybe to the upper force, but still. All in all, look what's going on here. It's a wonder. We don't understand this even. The partsuf of the upper one, the big partsuf, takes part of it down to the lower one. And then it can manage the lower one in every direction. Understand? It can receive from it a deficiency.
Man.
Man. Because there's something common between them. What should I call this common thing? What do you think? What is the commonplace?
No.
Well.
Rechem.
Rechem, womb.
No.
That's it.
Shibo man nichnas.
In which the man enters and can there develop. The upper one builds a special place to receive the lower one. Understand?
Okay.
Let's
continue.
No. Yes.
We're talking about Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, right?
Right.
Tzimtzum Bet was after the lower third of Bina. So why the Masach that we're building in the Olam HaNikudim in Katnut, why does it have a calculation with Zon?
The Tzimtzum Bet took place in all of the vessels of the Nekudot of Sag. In terms of the structure, then you're right. The Tzimtzum Bet influences the vessels of reception, but it happened to all of the kilim of the Pertzuf. This entire Pertzuf was extended to Bechira Dalet. It changed itself. The Reshimot come, also Galgal Te'anayim, and all of the vessels that are above the Parsa, they were restricted.
There's the third of Bina, and then he says that also in Galgal Te'anayim three lights are missing. I'm asking about this third of Bina. It is there nonetheless. So also Nefesh and Ruach and a little bit of another light are supposed to be there. This is another question.
About Prasa?
Yes.
I don't get the question.
My question is, in the item we just read, he says that only two lights remained after the Tzimtzum. But we said that there's also a third of Bina there, and we don't take them into consideration. So how come?
Above Parsa?
Yes.
No, we do the calculation. It's included in Keter and Chochmah. It's Shlish of Bina because it wants to annul. Gar of Bina, it wants to annul. It wants to be similar to Keter. What do you want about this?
I don't understand the order of things. Now I understand that it had to be annulled.
Okay, guys, can we move forward? Your questions are yes, Marcus.
Just a little correction in the drawing. You wrote half of Bina on the left and on the right instead of third.
Yep, okay, you're right. One third. You're right. Sometimes he said half Bina, sometimes he says a third of Bina. Okay, can we continue?
Item 79, raising man and the elicitation of the Gadlut de Nikudim. Raising man and the elicitation of the Gadlut de Nikudim, item 79. Now we shall explain the 10 Sefirot de Gadlut, adulthood, greatness, of Nikudim, which emerge on the man de Reshimot of Zon de Ak below its Tabur. First, we must understand the raising man. Thus far, we have only discussed the ascent of the Masach de Guf to the Pederosh of the Upper One, once it has purified. Also, there was a zivug de haka'a on the reshimot included in it, which produces the level of 10 sefirot for the needs of the low one.
As usual, the masach of the tabur rises to Peh of Rosh. It goes down to Chazeh. In Chazeh of Pertzuf, of the previous Pertzuf, by Zivug of Aka'a, it gives birth to the next Pertzuf.
Now, however, the issue of raising Mei Nukvin has been renewed for these lights, which rose from below Tabur de Ak to the Rosh de Sag, which are the Reshimot de Zon de Guf de Ak, are called raising man.
Meaning, where here is the raising of man? This raising of man is here.
Man.
Is that clear?
Man.
Not clear? What's not clear? Reshimot, that now rise from the Pertzuf of Nekudot of Sag, that God included with Nehi Avak, that got an addition and everything. These Reshimot now rise to Sag, right? Now the question is, Sag, does it need these Reshimot or not? Well, answer quickly.
No
Rachamim, yes or no? When you ask, I hear. I listen. Sag, the Partsuf of Sag, does it need these Reshimot that rise to it from below Tabur or not? No. Why does it? It's unrelated to it. For him, the Reshimot, where do they come from? Bet Aleph, which are unrestricted above Tabur. And upon it, these Reshimot, it builds the Ma of the Upper One and the Bon of the Upper One, right? These Reshimot, which now rise from below the Tabor to the Rosh of Sag, they're additional. Yes or no? Can't hear. Not enough.
So,
these additional Reshimot, meaning they're secondary, they're not important in their role. It's not for the Pertzuf itself, but the lower one asks from it, bring it something. Fine. They're called Man.
Mei
Nukvin. There is a deficiency below called Nukva. And there is a raising of this deficiency. That's it. In Sag, it doesn't influence Sag at all. Sag remains Sag. It builds the Pertzuf of the Upper Ma, the Pertzuf of the Bon of the Upper One. It finishes all of the world of Adam Kadmon. That's it. And the Reshimo from below comes. What's the Reshimo? I want an addition. Fine, you'll get an addition. What addition? A restricted Bet Aleph. Okay. Is it clear or not? Raising the deficiency from the lower one to the upper one. It doesn't come to the gufo of the upper one, but as an addition to the upper one. That is called man. Is that clear or not? You go to a store to buy groceries, and your kid asks you, give me a bag of chips. It's not a necessity, it's not for you, it's nothing, but there's a desire on behalf of the lower one. Okay. So it's something that awakens in you, not according to the order of degrees, but it's only as an addition, and that's called man.
Kent.
Yes.
What are exactly the Reshimot which are called man?
Doesn't matter, everything that rises from the lower one to the upper one is called man. What comes from top down is according to the order of the degree, from the Malchut of Ein Sof that decides that once. And then where does everything end? In the bon of the upper one. That's where all the parts of him end. You don't need to exit at all. If not for the points of Sag, which came down below the Nehi of Ak, and did additional actions in bestowing a little more, that's an addition. You should understand that all of this that comes here, how should I say? His descent below Tabor, it causes all of these things. You see this arrow here? This is what it all starts from. If it's not this, then what we would have is Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and here we would have Ma and Bon, two parts of him. That's it. Everything would end. The difference of the expansion, the creation of the world, Adam, and so on, it's because of this arrow. That Sag connects to Malchut. Bina and Malchut. And they both go together. This is really important. Because man is always what goes up from the lower one to the upper one. And the upper one is imperfection. And the lower one begins to awaken it, to stimulate it, and does the lower one whatever it needs to do to it. Okay. Where are you?
Adam 80.
Item 80, okay? Read.
Item 80. Know that the origin of raising man is from the Zeranpin and Bina of the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light. It is explained there in item 5. It is explained that Bina, considered Or Chasadim, reunited with Chochmah when she emanated the Sefirat Tiferet called Bechina Gimel, an extended illumination of Chochmah from it for Tiferet, which is Zer Anpin. The majority of Zer Anpin emerged from the Or Chasadim of Bina and its minority with illumination of Chochmah. This is where the connection between Zer Anpin and Midah Bina was made. As every time the Reshimot de Zer Anpin rise to Bina, Bina connects with Chochmah and extends illumination of Chochmah from it for Zer Anpin. This ascension of Zer Anpin to Bina, which connects it with Chochmah, is always called raising man. Without the ascent of Zer Anpin to Bina, Bina is not considered Nukva to Chochmah, since she herself is only Or Chasadim and does not need to receive Or Chochmah. She is always considered back to back with Chochmah, which means that she does not want to receive from Chochmah. Only when Zer Anpin rises to her does she become Nukva for Chochmah once more to receive illumination of Chochmah from it for Zer Anpin. Thus, the ascent of Zer Anpin make her a Nukva, female, and this is why its ascent is called Mein Nukvin, female water, as the ascent of Zer Anpin brings her face to face, panim bepanim, once more with Chochmah. This means that she receives from him the way Nukva does from the male. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified the raising of man, and remember that.
From the four phases of direct light, we have Keter, giving, a giver. Chochmah receives what comes from Keter. Bina doesn't want to receive. But by that she understands that she's not like Keter because she has a will to receive. And by that she builds her relationship to Zeranpin. She gives birth to Zeranpin. That Zat of Bina is called Rosh of Zeranpin. And Zeranpin itself is only called Guf, the body. It's like, that's why it's called small, because it has no Rosh, no head. And then this connection that there is between Bina and Zeranpin, which gives birth to it, this connection remains. And every time Zeranpin needs something, it can raise to Bina and demand it, because it's his mother. But Ima can, with her deficiency, turn to Abba. He usually doesn't want it. It's usually with Abba Achbeach. It doesn't need to receive anything from it. But if Zeranpin asks for it, then she receives from him and passes it on to Zeranpin. That's how it works. And here we have a very nice picture of all the Sefirot that Zeranpin and Malchut can. Zon can raise Man to Bina, and then Bina raises herself to Chochmah, and Chochmah, of course, raises herself to Keter. By that, the lower one activates the entire ladder. It's clear, right? Yes, questions.
When Zeranpin was emanated first, it says that it is mostly Chasadim, and part of it is the illumination of Chochmah. Where does he get the illumination of Chochmah from?
Also Bina. Bina built in it a will to receive. In Zeranpin, in order to revive its will to receive, it needs to bring Chochmah. Bina is Etzem Chochmah. Bina has a lot of Chochmah. It only doesn't want it. It just builds upon the Chochmah. It builds Chasadim.
And we're talking about the Nukva. It has to go through Zeranpin to his Nukva. So Chochmah goes through Zeranpin himself.
Of course, yes. More? It's clear. Okay, good. You want to ask about this? You always have seemingly about this. Yes, Grandpa.
No. אתה תצעק. רגע, 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 רגע. מכבדים אותך, מעבירים.
Hold on, they respect you, they want to give you the mic.
We know that below the taboo, all the actions are made by Sag. Now, I read that there are certain actions which are ascribed to Ag. Is it the force of Chochmah there is in Bina?
It could be the force of Chochmah this way, because it's called Ab. But the main thing is the force of Chochmah.
There is, for example, the lowering of Malchut in Rosh of Sag. When the Kelim are broken, this action is ascribed to Ab.
The light of Chochmah, yeah. What breaks the Kelim is the light of Chochmah.
Inside Sag, inside Bina.
Yes, of course. Inside the world of Nikodim is Sag. Yes.
Where man is being born from? Where is the point where it starts, where it appears?
Here, the man is born from the interference of Nekudot of Sag with Nehi De'ak. And Nehi of Ak is the Pchina Daled, completely. And they take the end of Ak, put Pchina Daled, the desire of the Pchina Daled, into the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag. From that, the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag is restricted, but in the part that it didn't restrict, which is Galgalta and a name of his, there, there is the ability for man. What does it ask for? It asks for fulfillment upon these Reshimot, for the multiplicity of Reshimot. So at the beginning, build me in a form of Katnot, then you turn to Ima, to Sag. Then you bring me the state of Gadlut. That's how it works. Why is it man? Because that same new desire that was now formed below Tabor, it rises to Sag, to Ima, to Bina, and it asks from her, give birth to me in such a way, fulfill me in such a way. That's what happens. Yes.
Everything which is not man, what comes out from Malchut is the Reshimot of Malchut of Ensof, which are being implemented by the order of degree, and we don't call that man.
What comes from above is man. What comes from below is man.
I'm talking about the deficiencies.
Deficiencies.
The Reshimot of Malchut of Ensof being realized in the cascading downward, we don't call this man, do we?
Say Galgalta that raises its Nekudot. That isn't called man?
So all the degrees of Nekudot doesn't come from Ensof anymore. All the degrees of Nekudot in all the parts of him, they have the quality of judgment, and Malchut of Ensof doesn't have it.
It comes from the Pretzuf itself and what it's been through. I don't understand the question, maybe.
You just said that there's the cascading from above downward of all the Reshimot of Malchut of Ensof, asking to be realized, and the realization of this Reshimot, we don't call it man, if I understand you correctly.
You're including everything. Malchut of Ensof works in all of reality. Also in Nida'ak, in Nekudot of Sag, everywhere. It's all Malchut of Ensof. So I don't.
But these are not Reshimot that come from Malchut of Ensof.
The deficiency from the lower one to the upper one is called man, period. That's it. The deficiency from the lower to the upper, when it rises and awakens the upper to certain actions, this deficiency is called man. Mei nukvin. Why? Because mei is bina, rises to bina, and nukvin is malchut. Malchut wants to rise to bina, to get from bina everything that she is missing. Yes.
What rises to Rosh of Sag? What is from Tabor below the Pasa, or everything below the Tabor?
Everything below rises above, but depending on what it influences. The lower one raises everything. Also the restricted place that raises above. What? The Reshimo? It includes in it all of the details. There is nothing that happens before but doesn't appear on the Reshimo from it. Completely, all the details. Reshimo is something very big. It can include all of reality. All in all, when we come to the end of correction, we come to the biggest possible man from the biggest possible Reshimo that we raise towards the emanator, towards the landlord.
And is there a difference between what the Parsa produces, or is it all considered as one? These are two different forms of man, because there is a difference being made now.
What difference?
There is the restricted part below the Parsa.
But that too is included in the Reshimo. It's all Reshimo.
Is it all one Reshimo?
It's one Reshimo that includes all the information in it. Don't look at a Reshimo that it's like What do you have in a seed? In a drop of semen, all of the future information about a person, with his spirituality, with everything, all of that isn't even in this drop. It's something inside there, in that, in this information that is just like one point. That's the Reshimo. Okay. Yes. More questions, or do you want to continue? Yes.
What is the new thing between Nikudot the Sag after the Tzimtzum and Nikudim in Katnut? It seems the same size in the drawing.
What size? It's just spreading in the same place, but it's a completely different size. If you're talking about the size of the Masach, the size of the Parsupf, Nikudot of Sag is Sag. It's give some respect. What are you talking about? Seriously, it's Sag. It's a partzuf where all the sanctity comes from, all the corrections come through it. And then the world of Nikudim is something. The Sag gives birth to Malchut and Bina for the usage of the lower one below Tabur. Sag belongs to the Tzimtzum Aleph, to above Tabur.
This is after Tzimtzum Bet. I'm talking about the restricted Sag, which was already restricted. It is now above the Parsa. And also,
there's no such thing as the restricted Sag. I guess you're confusing the names. So what are you talking about?
Nekudot the Sag, after the second restriction occurred, it is above the Parsa, between the Parsa and the Tabu.
You're talking about this?
Yes.
Okay.
And Nikudim in Katnut is in the same place also.
It's closed on one on the other. This is the world of Nikudim in Katnut, and this is part of Nikudot of Sag. That didn't restrict, right?
So what was added here? What is the new thing here?
What partzuf do you have here in Nikudot of Sag? What is it? What came down below Tabor?
Bina.
Bet, 2x2 and 2x1. Bet and Bet Aleph. Bina, actual Bina. Just understand what we're talking about here. Bina is a partzuf that wants and can resemble the Keter. And what happens here in the world of Nikudim in Katnut, when they were integrated with Nehid of Ak, they were restricted. There was this mixture between the two, which is Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, which is already Zeranpin, it's already small, it has nothing in it. And also, even though it's Bet Aleph Zeranpin, it's still restricted in the vessels of bestowal alone. Meaning part of the Partsuf of Zeranpin, the small Partsuf of Zeranpin, is what you have here in the Katnut of the world of Nikudim.
It's
same place, right, but the place that clothes on it. But not that there is some comparison or something. Also the Tzimtzum that was done here in the Nekudot of Sag, when they came below, they clothe on the Tzimtzum in order to work onwards, not for themselves. The Nekudot of Sag themselves are, but the changes that they have in them, clothings. Okay, yes.
We wanted to give an update about the parallel Congress to the European Congress, something we discussed yesterday. Can we do it now?
Go on.
So in general, we started organizing a content team, and the general idea is to have 2 days here, Friday, Saturday, with 3 lessons a day, with 2 great yeshivot chaverim in the beginning and in the end of every day. And what we want to do is give lessons not only from here, Petach Tikva, but to share with the Israeli Kli and the World Kli in the creating of the content. Every lesson will be conducted from a different place, one from Petah Tikva, and we want Russian groups, perhaps Moscow and Peter, to do it, another one from New York or South America, if possible, and to do it with groups from Israel, two groups from the south and then the north, who will also be responsible for the content. And we have some questions.
South America, I think you should start off with Brazil. There, there can be the correct organization. There are a few strong people there leading the group there that can do it. Yes.
We have a few questions. First question, what can this gathering add to the European Congress? How do we not do have two different congresses? Rather, there's a congress in Europe which is the center, and everything happening here in the world, even if there's no practice, will support the congress in Europe.
You need to think about how to do it. I'm giving you everything. But it's, you should prepare for it, you should think about it. What we'll have later on, we'll see. We still have 2 weeks ahead. We'll think about how to do it. But you should definitely prepare for it. That all of Europe is having a Congress in Europe where we agreed on. Whoever comes there is really will be in this Congress. And whoever won't come there, then it's their business. But all the world Kli is doing their own congress, different lessons, different order, everything is different.
Actually, it's the first time that we're having a congress where you will not be conducting the lessons. So we want to know, should we watch the recorded lessons?
No recorded lessons, no. You need to take the same materials that you've chosen. Part of it can be perception of reality, part of it something else. Connection, arvut. What you feel as the needed material to be alive as much as possible. And you need to think how you can activate yourselves in such a way that it will be really interesting. That a person, so he won't disrespect it. Ray Miron's giving the Congress, conducting the Congress. And Akoka is helping him there in something. And something else. There shouldn't be any disrespect. It should be in a state of connection and inspiration and great evaluation for the friends. If a friend won't be greater than the Creator, I won't be able to advance. Just so you know. How can that be? Think about it. Because from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. What does it mean? It means that for me this is more important. Love of friends. That's more important than reaching the Creator. Truly so. That is the only way that I'm directing myself correctly. That is why you need to work on it. It's a condition. It's not simple. Until a person won't have the feeling that he's willing to protect his friend against the Creator, that the friend is everything. I won't be able to do anything. For me, he is the most important thing in reality, not a means to attain the Creator, but he's greater than the Creator himself. That's how, from below up, we need to see the ascent. Otherwise, we won't come from love of others to love of the Creator. For my brothers and friends, I shall speak to you. But for who? For my brothers. I turn to you. Why? To do good to them. Otherwise, I wouldn't turn to you.
There are
things that are very hard to digest. That's it, so you need to work on it.
Then
it can be a great success. Let's talk about it. For now, moving on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש הם נשמעתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים ההר